This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Does the general public know about the indigenous people who live in Kansas? Today we'll meet an innovative rural educator who is helping her students learn about the culture and literature of indigenous people in our state and beyond. It's today's Kansas Profile. Stephanie Switzke is an English and literature teacher at Royal Valley High School in Hoyt. She is leading an initiative to teach Native American and other indigenous literature in her school. She grew up in Topeka, went to Topeka High, and then Texas Christian University. In 2002, she came back to Kansas and served as youth minister at a church in Manhattan. "I didn't know I wanted to be a teacher until I was 28," Switzke said. She met and married a young man from Topeka and worked in human resources there. "I found I really missed being with teenagers," Switzke said. She earned a degree in English with an education emphasis and later received a master's in literary arts. In 2011, she took her first teaching position in the Royal Valley School District north of Topeka. "I thought I'll do this for a year and then move on," Switzke said. "I found I love it here," she said. She's been at Royal Valley ever since. Switzke was intrigued when her superintendent said, "This is the most diverse rural school district in the state. It serves the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation, as well as the rural communities of Hoyt, population 593, and Mayetta, population 348 people. Now that's rural." About a third of Royal Valley students are indigenous or native. Switzke became even more intrigued as she learned more about the culture of her indigenous students and sought to enhance her literature curriculum. In 2020, she took the plunge. "I told my principal that I wanted to teach a class on indigenous literature," Switzke said. He was supportive and referred her to the Prairie Band Potawatomi. Switzke's continued research led her to Dr. Lisa Tatinetti at K-State. "I sent her an email and she emailed me right back," Switzke said. Tatinetti is a K-State Distinguished Teaching Scholar and Professor of English. She has a specialty in indigenous literature. Tatinetti mentored and encouraged Switzke as Switzke developed curriculum for an indigenous literature high school course. They met weekly on Zoom for 9 months. "Dr. Tatinetti has been incredibly generous with her time and knowledge," Switzke said. "I learned a ton as we read and discussed some more," she said. This involved far more than reading a few books and poems. Switzke found it required going deeper to learn Native history, culture, and the deeper meaning of the literature, plus delving into her own perceptions of Native life. In fall 2021, Switzke launched her first course in Native American literature. She now calls the course Indigenous Literature. The class went very well. "It was lovely," Switzke said. "My non-native students soaked it all in, and my native students really opened up more than they had before," she said. "It was truly a mutual learning experience." Switzke has offered the class during each fall since. The units of study include images and representation, boarding schools and indigenous futurism, a research project on themes in Native American children's books, indigenous environmentalism, and an indigenous photo essay. Her students commented about how this class broadened and improved their perspectives. Switzke's work was even recognized when she was asked to speak to a Kansas Board of Education working group. "I would like more students to have this opportunity," Switzke said. "I love all my students, and I want what's best for them," she said. "I've enjoyed being able to learn from them, too," Switzke said. "Ultimately, I do this to help strengthen relationships," Switzke said. "When people know more about their neighbors' cultures, the opportunity for growth is greater," she said. How can we learn more about Native American history, culture, and life? Thanks to Stephanie Switzke, both Native and non-Native students in her classes are learning and sharing about the literature and culture of indigenous people in the state of Kansas and beyond. She is making a difference by helping her students live and learn. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.